the Judge stuff is going to bother me. I have to admit, as a Yankee fan, I know he has hit in the postseason. I know that. The guy's an absolute beast. And I get pushback when I called him the best hitter in baseball immediately, a million things. Well, yeah, not in October, not in the playoffs, not in this, not in that. Okay. And let me just say this one more time for the definitive Aaron Judge postseason stuff, okay? Aaron Judge, it's not like he's never been a good postseason player. It's not like he's never done it. He was a good postseason player in 2017. He was a good postseason player in 18. He was a good postseason player in 19. Or at least not terrible. He's been terrible in two postseasons. He's been terrible in 22 and 24. And when I say terrible, I'm being kind. He was atrocious. He's got the highest strikeout percentage in the history of postseason hitters with more than 200 at bats or whatever it is. So like, when I say terrible, I'm being kind. He was god-awful. God-awful. And particularly the ALCS in 22 against the Astros did absolutely nothing. At least in this, he does hit the home run in Game 5 of the World Series, and actually had an 800 OPS in the World Series because he had a double and a home run in Game 5. I'm not saying he was good in the World Series. I'm just saying at least he had that. In the ALCS this year against Cleveland, at least he did hit a game-tying two-run home run in the eighth off of the best closer in baseball at the time. Like, you know, that he had the best season by any closer by a mile, and he took him deep for a two-run home run to tie the game in the eighth. Like, they end up losing that game, but that's a big clutch home run. Now, I'm not trying to justify what he did these 2 years. I'm just saying he did have a couple of moments. And, like, he was good in prior seasons. So if you look at it, he's been the postseason in 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, he only played one game. 22 and 24. So he's been in the postseason seven times. He's had two atrocious postseason runs. He's had, forget 21, he had four good to average postseasons and two disgusting, miserable ones. And they were so bad that they ruin every number he's got in the good postseasons. That's how bad they were. He was the worst hitter in the lineup bad. Like, that's how bad he was. Verdugo was better. Like, that's how bad he was. So I'm not trying to escape that. But we can talk about the playoffs till we're blue in the face. This guy is the best hitter in baseball. He is the best offensive player in baseball. Now, people will continue to call me up and say, in a big spot, who do you want up? Juan Soto or Aaron Judge? And I'll tell you, right now, today, Aaron Judge. In a random day, at any point moving forward, Aaron Judge. Postseason, World Series, Aaron Judge. Because he's the best hitter. That's who I want. Now, if we're in the World Series and Judge is hitting .110 for the postseason, then yes. I would have to say in that moment, I'd rather have Juan Soto. Last year in the World Series, I'd rather have Juan Soto. Last year in the ALCS, rather have Juan Soto. But this year's ALCS, that you just tell me right now, like, the Yankees are in the ALCS against the Texas Rangers, bottom of the ninth, game seven, bases loaded, down a run, down two runs. Who do you want up in that spot? Right now, today, my answer is Aaron Judge, because he's the best offensive player in the game. And if you look at it, his batting average, better than Juan Soto over the last 3 years. His on-base percentage, better than Juan Soto in the last 3 years. His OPS, far better than Juan Soto in the last 3 years. Look at everything. Hitting with two strikes, far better than Juan Soto. Like, he does everything better than Juan Soto. Except he didn't do it for 2 weeks last year. That's it. They played 162, and then they had the postseason. For those 2 or 3 weeks, Juan Soto was clearly the better hitter. And in that moment, if you would have asked me in the World Series last year against the Dodgers, answer was Juan Soto. During the series against Cleveland, who would I want up in a big spot? Soto or Judge, or Stanton and Judge? Obviously, Soto or Stanton. But now, projecting forward, I don't put all that I don't think Judge can hit in the postseason. I don't think Judge can hit good pitching. I don't think there's any reason why next year or this coming year, Judge won't be a postseason dynamo because he's that good, and eventually it'll come through. So right now, imaginary Game 7 against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series, bottom of the ninth, Game 7, down two runs, runners at first and second, runners at second and third, bases loaded. Who do I want up? I want Aaron Judge.